The following program is rated M for a mature audience. It contains coarse language.
Coming to you live from a very cool corner of Midtown Sacramento, it's the Nate Darling Show with Sam Platts, Diana Hong, and Kareem Daniels there. And now, a man who does things because he can. Here's Nate.
Hey everybody, I'm in Vermont right now. Happy Saint Jean-Baptiste Day, everybody in Quebec who's listening.
Oh shit. That's a thing?
It is. It's St. Jean-Baptiste Day in Quebec. Oh, hold on. I need to turn Kareem's microphone on. There we go.
St. Jean-Baptiste?
St. Jean-Baptiste. Or St. John the Baptist, if you can't understand French. And shame on you if you can't. it's the day I'm avoiding Canada. I am going to go to Canada one day. There'll be stories about that, chasing down beers and stuff, and... my girlfriend Leslie's first time in Vermont, so that would be
cool,
interesting for her.
Yay.
St. Jean-Baptiste Day, for those who don't know, which is anybody who doesn't live in Quebec. It is officially known in Quebec as La Fête Nationale, or a national holiday. It's a holiday celebrated annually on June 24th, the feast day of the Nativity of St. John the Baptist. In Quebec, it is a public holiday, with festivities occurring on June 23rd and 24th, which are publicly financed and organized by the Comité Organisateur de Fête Nationale, which is the organizing committee of the national holiday. June 24th is also celebrated as the festival of French-Canadian culture in other Canadian provinces and here in the United States. So there you go. Lots of basically, it's parades and people not working. So you don't go to Quebec on Saint Jean-Baptiste Day if you actually want to get anywhere or get anything done, because it basically shuts the place down. So you've learned something. Coming up on the show today, again, a shortened show because on vacation, a little bit lighter than last time. Small town news, a gentleman in Maine get a speeding ticket. It's an old video, but it's delightful. It's delightful. Seth MacFarlane speaks out on Bruce Jenner. Miss Piggy wins an award. And a really bright legislator has pinpointed the real cause of the drought here in California.
I don't agree with referring to Bruce Jenner as Bruce Jenner anymore.
We can refer to Bruce Jenner as Bruce Jenner if it has to do with things that happened prior to Bruce Jenner becoming Caitlyn Jenner. It's just like it's the same thing as referring to someone by their maiden name when you're talking about in high school.
Okay, that's fine.
That's all I'm saying. There's no disrespect there. Yeah.
So again, the other week we said we can't pretend like we came home from school and your cat, there used to be a cat, your whole life is now a dog.
Yeah, Bruce Jenner won the Olympic decathlon.
I just wanted to clarify for people out there that's what the intention was, because a lot of people refused to refer to Caitlyn as Caitlyn, regardless of the time period that they're talking about her, is that they just refuse to do it. So I'm just saying.
Yeah, Caitlyn Jenner.
Yeah, because
was on the cover of Vanity Fair recently and has a reality show coming up on E! This summer.
Yeah, so I'm just saying, that's just clarifying that's what your intent was and that's what was going on.
And that's fine. The only person who's allowed to call Bruce still is his mom. Because she's 87 and fuck you.
Oh, yeah. She can do whatever the fuck she wants. She brought him into this world
I'm going to call him Bruce.
Yeah.
Oh, what? Oh, no. Hold on. Oh, my soundboard went kerflooey. I hit the wrong button is why. Because I was looking for this.
Fuck yourself.
Yeah. That's what Bruce's mom said. And then she said...
Goodbye.
Yeah. She's had enough of that. All right. Let's get right into this. Diana... I've often said Asia is a place I have no intention of ever going.
Asia's pretty big. What part of Asia specifically, Nate?
The entire continent.
Okay, well, Korea's kind of off to the side. And Japan's an island.
It is. I would go to Japan if I had to.
Not Korea?
No.
Me either.
No. MASH was filmed in Sherman Oaks. there's no need to go to Korea. This story comes to us from Thailand, though. Where a brave yet stupid young man wanted to imitate Jackass. That's according to Tomo News today.
Fuck the world.
So he decided that the best way to do this was to have his friends pull a nest of fire ants off a tree and shake them directly into his underpants. Get ready for some audio gold.
I'm so...
Okay, so he's now stripping down. He's got flip-flops. He's taking off boxer shorts. He's wearing basically a Speedo now.
And he's...
doing it like a striptease in slow motion. And they've got this boss music playing.
Supposed to be sexy. Oh, he tossed it! All the bitches be squirted.
In slow motion. So he's... So here comes his friend with the branch. And they're in. They're in.
They're not even touching his dick. They're touching his stomach, his legs, and they're like, we're not wiping the dick off.
Yeah, they're trying to hose off the fire ants. Oh, now the underpants are off.
And he's playing with his titties.
I can't see it, but the sound is funny as fuck.
Well, you can't see anything because there's a white ball of light.
And then they cut back to the Vanessa fire ants. So we assume he's okay.
Have you ever been bit by fire ants?
No, this is the dumbest fucking thing I've ever heard.
I have been bitten by an ant. I'm not sure if it's a fire ant, but it was by one, and it was like on my foot, and that was more than enough.
Okay, when I was in the Air Force, I stepped in a thing full of them.
How was that for you?
Yeah.
You don't want to dump them on your junk?
No, you're not even fucking with them.
Well, entomologist Justin Schmidt, who developed the Schmidt pain scale by letting a variety of insects bite him and taking detailed notes on the sensation, rated fire ants a 1.2 out of 4, describing the pain as sharp, sudden, mildly alarming, like walking across a shag carpet and reaching for a light switch. But he did not conduct the experiments using his genitals. So, yeah.
No, that's not even something. They're not even something to fuck around with.
At all, because if you do, then you'll get this.
You'll get them if you got them on your foot. you'll be like that there.
One guy,
one of my friends fell asleep and got some, and some got him. And it was bad. Like, he had to go to the doctor. Like, well, I had to go to the sick hall for it too, but he really had to go. So, yeah.
Were you guys camping or something?
No, just the base. They were all over the base.
Oh, fuck.
So I was just standing, talking to some friends in the grass. And where I was standing, it just happened to be where
their mountain
was. Were you wearing combat boots?
No, I was wearing flip-flops.
Oh, so they were right on you, and you were then all of a sudden you're doing this.
Yeah.
Yeah. And there was no hose nearby or anything?
Nothing.
Here's the thing. I don't know that the hose would make it better. I think the hose might make them angry and have them bite more.
Yeah.
So,
no joke.
So, yeah, that's what the kids are doing in Thailand. Yeah, they're gonna pass us any day now.
Oh God.
Well, according to one California politician, Assemblyman member Shannon Grove, and you can trust her because her last name is the same as the place where they grow oranges, is generating a bunch of headlines over the last week or so for her thought out scientific point of view that the state's crippling drought is brought on by abortion.
Repeat that.
The drought is caused by abortion.
Finally, the gays are not getting blamed. Yes. Yes. Even though we've been blamed already for the drought, this is awesome. Abortion. But yes.
Okay.
Let's blame abortion.
She's been defending that view to her constituents on Facebook. She represents Kern County. That's where you'll find Bakersfield, home of all the smartest people. She made the remarks at the California Pro-Life Legislative Banquet in Sacramento. They were first reported by RH Reality Check, and here's what she said, and I quote, "Texas was in a long period of drought until Governor Rick Perry signed the Fetal Pain Bill." That's what she told the audience. referring to HB2, the Texas abortion bill that included a 20-week ban based on junk science. She said, "It rained that night. Now God has his hold on California." So it rained in 2013, and then, as Wonkette points out, God kind of ruminated on Texas standing with him for another couple of years, continuing the drought until he turned it into some floods that just killed 31 people there and in Oklahoma. So, yeah. What's interesting is that 5 months ago, Grove released a video in which she blamed the drought on the Environmental Protection Agency, saying they're releasing fresh water into the ocean trying to save small fish. Here's her saying that.
Hi, my name is Shannon Grove, and I'm a member of the California State Assembly.
Hi, my name is Shannon Grove. People voted for this silly bitch. Maddening.
I represent the 34th Assembly District, which encompasses much of Kern County.
And they should be ashamed of themselves.
It's an honor and a privilege to represent Kern County. Did you know that Kern County was the second largest agricultural county in the entire nation?
And you're an idiot. Moving on. I just wanted to hear what she sounded like.
My ears hurt.
In the Facebook discourse, she backpedaled a little while making it crystal clear that she thinks God made the drought. She wrote, "I believe, and most Americans believe, not true, that God's hand is in the affairs of man, and certainly was in the formation of this country. The founders put God in the center of this nation by recognizing him as a giver of rights. They also put slavery as okay, but that's another story. Is this drought caused by God? Nobody knows, but biblical history shows a consequence to man's actions. We do know for sure that California's water shortage crisis has been compounded by liberal politicians' poor decisions, not properly managing our water resources, and refusing to build water storage for decades." Besides her fun views on God's effects on a rain barrel, she's also against SB 277, which would make it harder for California parents to opt out of vaccinating their kids and then sending them to school to then give everyone preventable diseases. She's referring to that as the forced vaccinations bill and says it threatens religious freedom and personal choice.
Yeah, God was so upset so happy with Texas that he gave them too much rain.
Yeah.
He was
overjoyed 2 years later.
2 years later.
Until he flooded them out. Yeah. So if you're listening
in Bakersfield,
to
Mexico.
If you're listening to Bakersfield, get that silly bitch out of office.
My head hurts.
Oh yeah? Well, Miss Piggy just won an award. For feminism.
After all her years in showbiz, it's about time Miss Piggy wrangled herself a trophy. The Brooklyn Museum Sackler Center First Awards honor women who have made notable strides in their respective fields. Previous honorees include Sandra Day O'Connor, Julie Taymor, and Toni Morrison. And now, the one and only Miss Piggy will enter the ranks of these esteemed ladies. Miss Piggy will receive her award at the June 4th ceremony and take part in a featured conversation with powerhouse activist Gloria Steinem. One more time, Jim.
So that happened. You've arrived now, ladies. Miss Piggy won a feminism award.
You know, sometimes when I see stories like that and like other little things, I'm just like, you know what? This is, I'm like slowly becoming more conservative because I'm just like, I don't want to deal with other bullshit. Like, I just want to tell, I just want to stop. Like, I almost, like, just want to be simple and just be like, you know what, fuck it. Like, I'm about to be, like, super redneck and super, like, you know, heterosexual, all this. Just because this is so ridiculous. Like, I get the whole Pandora's box argument now. I get it. I don't agree. I before, I was like, no. I have faith in society. I have faith in the human race that this is going to be okay. This is fine. No. Not a fucking thing. I'm fucking...
No!
Fucking almost. I'm so close to being tapped out on this.
I told you this show was going to be a lot more fun than the last one. We were all serious about shit. Now God's responsible for the drought and Miss Piggy's winning feminist awards. All right. So Seth MacFarlane has been asked, Family Guy creator, he's been asked about... the whole thing with they had made fun of Bruce Jenner at times in the past, and there were a couple of clips that they
The fact that he's now he's now Caitlyn Jenner does not let him off the hook for all the shit that I'm going to talk shit about him when he was being what's her name's bitch.
Oh, Kris Jenner.
Yeah. When Caitlyn Jenner revealed herself to the world in an interview with Diane Sawyer, people soon realized Family Guy came close to the truth years before when they poked fun at Jenner's feminism.
Well, they also fucking did the whole sketch, the little bit where Stewie hung off of Anikosaurus's dick. Like, they call a lot of shit. I'm not saying that Anikosaurus, I'm not saying that. I'm not going on the record for that.
So here's the first clip. Stewie talking to Brian.
Ugh, look, there's Brody Jenner. God, what a douchebag. I can't believe that came out of Bruce Jenner's vagina.
Bruce Jenner is a man.
No, Brian. That's what the press would have you believe, but he's not. Bruce Jenner is a woman. An elegant, beautiful Dutch woman.
Well, that's come true. That's Bruce Jenner is now a beautiful, elegant Dutch woman. So that that happened. And the other one, this one's a little bit different. Same idea. Wearing the Olympic shorts, a blue polo shirt, and a boa, dancing for the troops.
Just wanted to remind you fellas what you're all fighting for.
So, yeah, those happened on Family Guy. During a conference call to promote his new film, Ted 2, McFarlane took a moment to discuss the political correctness in comedy, attributing most of the perceptions of outrage to media figures rather than the public audience, saying, "Nobody sets out to offend or shock for the sake of shocking. You set out to get laughs. My philosophy is to live and let live, and if something makes someone happy and they're able to do it, as long as it isn't hurting anybody, live and let live," which I completely agree with. When asked about the transgender issues and the relevance to the clips, McFarlane refrained, saying that he was, and I quote, "too savvy to comment on the issue to the media," elaborating that he'd be happy to discuss the issue after the outrage passes. But for now, he said his words could and would be used against him, which is true, saying, quote, "even though I'm on the side of support, you just got to play it safe because the climate is just too charged."
He's smart. Obviously, he's a brilliant man.
So this is a guy who is fully in favor of everything, fully supportive of it. And he's like, yeah, no, I can't.
Oh, yeah, because no matter what he says, it's going to be used against him for sure.
Yeah. And of course, he gets a lot of crap because of the show. And it's like, oh, he's misogynistic. He's this. He's that. And it's like,
people, this has been in conversations a lot with my comedian colleagues, is that the whole, like, everyone's just so fucking sensitive these days.
They are. It's true.
So fucking sensitive. So it's kind of like you really can't do or say much. So I think the way he handled it was probably the best way to do that now.
It's really the only way to handle it. For somebody in his position where, you know, all of a sudden you've got people rolling out and boycotting for no reason and whatever. I mean, we've got our little podcast, and I think we do a nice job of balancing out what we're saying, so nobody is like, this isn't just me pounding my fist on the table and going blah 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 blah, this is the right way or whatever. I think we do a pretty good job of bouncing back and forth and everybody getting their say and making a pretty reasonable point most of the time. But not all the time.
Fuck, Kareem just looked at me.
I did not.
How dare you look at her? What's going on with that? Now you wanted to voice something about giving the former Bruce Jenner crap about dealing with
yeah. So this is the thing. This is my other issue with that whole thing. Look, I'm not gonna not give him shit about being Chris's bitch for so long. So if him becoming Caitlyn is supposed to protect him from that, you can cancel Christmas on that one.
Yeah, I don't see, that's the thing. It's like, just because I don't agree, I just don't agree with certain
has nothing to do with him being transgender. That all has to do with him not being a fucking man when she was doing bullshit.
Yeah, I don't see there's a problem with it, but people are just so fucking sensitive. It's not like you are like degrading transgendered people. You're not. I mean, gender roles are a fucking thing. Like it's a thing in society. I'm not saying it's right, but it's a thing. Like for me, I take on the more masculine role. I want to open doors. I pay for dinner. I do all this shit. Like. Yeah, it's just gender roles are a fucking thing. I have not, fuck you, Kareem, because I have not had complaints so far. Okay, I've been doing very well. I've had surprises. I've had not complaints.
Well,
okay?
You explain to us why that is, because you like to stay down there for 20 minutes.
No,
45 minutes.
Yo, like I need to stay there for that fucking long.
Oh,
see,
she's like, you say you don't need that much time to get it done.
No, I don't need that much fucking time.
See, there you go. Now we know why you're making up with.
She said, I
make up for my short fingers with my long tongue.
Except for my tongue's not that long either.
I know what a woman wants, okay?
I know what a woman wants.
What is it? Adam Carolla likes to say, don't be the one who pipes up saying, listen, it's not the size, it's the motion in the ocean. And it's like, okay, small dick.
Yeah, no, I'm not going to lie. My straight friends, like, they talk to me because we're all, like, all girlfriends. We talk, right? And they'll talk to me about, like, some of the guys that come and like, yeah, he's a small dick. And I just immediately get defensive. And I'm like, well, I thought it was, like, what he did with it, you know? And then it gets really awkward because I'm like, oh, I guess it's not. I guess it's a size, but I can buy a dick, so I don't give a fuck.
Yeah, there's that, but ultimately, I would guess all the women that are complaining about a small dick, it's because they don't get an orgasm.
Yeah, and then I've never had complaints anymore, so I don't give a fuck.
No complaints for Diana. If you'd like to complain to Diana, please email us. It's natedarlingshow@gmail.com. Send in your complaints about Diana, her technique. How she does certain things.
I don't think anyone I've hooked up with listens to this podcast, so that's fine.
You can also call and leave a voicemail for us at 818-861-6283. Again, 818-861-6283. It's right on the top of natedarlingshow.com. You can leave us a voicemail there, and if it's complaining about Diana's technique, we'll gladly play it on the show. We're taking all complaints.
That is it.
Such fucking dicks.
And remember, while you're there, click the shop Amazon tab and buy something nice for yourself. All right.
Or you can buy me a penis.
You could.
If you have complaints.
If you got complaints. When it vibrates, it's purple and shit.
So fucking done.
Well, that's good. We're gonna wrap some small town news. This is a little bit different. This is a YouTube clip that they use in training in Maine now. This is from 1992, so this is old. This is an old Mainer. People who live in Maine are called Mainers. He's been pulled over by the Maine State Police, and he's going to get a ticket today. And he's got a pretty great reaction.
What's your date on that? I'll have to plead guilty if I got to work because I can't take the court to take the day off. Goddamn asshole! Now just give me the goddamn thing, let me get out of here. I didn't do nothing wrong, and I know I did. Now let me get the fuck out of here. I ain't in no hurry, but I did want to get some kills for my dog. That's just about ready to get the fuck out of here, give me that.
Can I explain it to you, sir, so you'll know what you need to do?
I know what I do. You're ripping me off, and I didn't deserve it because I didn't do nothing wrong. You're probably sitting on parking lot driving right back and forth to get someone in the 40 miles of whatever frig it is. I never saw the sign. I saw it 55, and I was doing 57. That's all I know. Now just give me the goddamn thing and I'll look at the date. If I'm working, I'll pay the fucking fine because I can't afford to take a day off. And if I'm not working, I'll plead not guilty because I know fucking well I'm not guilty. There. Now, are you a state or local? Looks like you're a state trooper. Get back and pick up some more guys and run up the friggin' deficit on a working man. Just give me the damn thing and let me get out of here.
What I need you to do is sign the X so I can explain this to you.
There ain't no explaining. I got picked up for speeding before. You're guilty and you pay the fine and hope your insurance don't go up. And you try not to speed the next time. And that's what I've been trying to do for 4 or 5 years and it's worked damn good till I run into you, you asshole.
Green copies for your record, sir.
All right.
Point copy needs to be mailed in within 20 days.
Okay.
Make sure you read the...
I can't read, and I put this stuff away. I get bills in the mail all the time. I don't need to look at it. $7 glasses here. All right, just tell me what I do. Lincoln Court?
No.
Where?
Read the instructions here. This says you have 20 days to respond to this summons. Read the back of this hard copy. This will explain how you can have a trial if you want. On the back, that will explain it. Attaches an envelope. See? Put a stamp on that. You mail that in. They'll tell you what to do.
I can afford the stamp.
The fine's right here, sir. It's $137.50.
You're fucking crazy! My wife took money out of her goddamn account where she's working to pay my fucking insurance so I wouldn't get picked up. You're fucking crazy!
If you don't pick this up, sir, I'm going to summon you for littering.
Before he lost his shit, he threw the ticket on the ground.
Oh my god, this is sitting so insane.
He's sitting in the car. Now, this trooper is just patiently getting verbally abused by this old guy. It's not done.
I'll pick the goddamn... Are you fucking crazy? I wasn't even speeding, you goddamn asshole! $107? Jesus fucking H. Christ!
There's some more right there.
I've never heard of a fine like that in my life, you goddamn asshole! You fucking asshole! Let me get the fuck out of your sight, you goddamn miserable fucking... Jesus Christ! I don't mind. I feel bad for the guys out of work. I pay my goddamn state taxes. A good fucking bunch, too, let me tell you.
I'm giving you a warning on the failure to produce insurance. That's expired.
Didn't I give you another one?
No.
My wife told me it was expiring today. She went and paid her cashier, and out of the grace of her heart.
Today's the 16th. That's 6 days ago.
Come on, dude. That you being a dick.
Today, okay?
He's just been cursed out for the past 5 minutes. He's entitled to a couple.
Copy.
Do you want your license and registration?
Of course I do. Well, anyway, I've been reducing the insurance. I probably got it here. Like I said, my wife, by the grace of her heart, when I came home, that she had taken money out of her savings account because I'm fucking dead broke. Because the cost of living has gone up. My paycheck has gone down because we gave up double time on Sunday. Our insurance went up $20 a week 2 weeks ago, $20 to $40 a week. And that's what's happening in the last 8-10 years to the whole fucking country. They've shut down the industry. They've friggin' cut pay. Insurance has gone up. But there is hope. And I'm going to watch it tonight when Bill Clinton gives his acceptance speech. Because there is hope. If we can get this economy going again and start treating people fair and get assholes like you to do something decent instead of picking up some fucking innocent guy that wasn't speeding to begin with.
Bye.
So that's small town news from 1992. Hey, and Bill Clinton did have a good two-term run. The economy improved. Assholes still handing out tickets, though.
Oh, man. That's great.
So, yeah, that's just a classic that I had to dig up for you because, you know, I think we deserve a little bit of levity in small town news every now and then, you know, not just the Gordy Little kind or the speak out kind. That's speak out to the nth degree, man. You fucking asshole. I wasn't fucking speeding. My wife, out of goodness of her heart, went into a savings account and gave her because I'm damn broke. They obviously do not have joint accounts. So that's going to do it for this episode of the Nate Darling Show. Hey, happy St. Jean-Baptiste Day, everybody. New show coming up on Friday for Kareem and Diana. I'm Nate. Y'all have a great one. Bye-bye, everybody.
It's so hard to bear it, and I'd never make it through without you around. No, I'd never make it through without you around. Hours on the phone making pointless calls. I got a desk full of paper that means nothing at all. Sometimes I catch myself. staring into space, counting down the hours till I get to see your face. Hey, Julie, look what they're doing to me, trying to trip me up, trying to wear me down. Julie, I swear it's so hard to bear it, and I'd never make it through without you around. No, I'd never make it through without you around. How did it come to be that you and I must be far away from each other every day? Why must I spend my time filling up my mind with facts and figures that never add up anyway? They never add up anyway. Soup stain tie. He's got me running around the office like a turtle on a wheel. He can tell me what to do, but he can't tell me what to feel. Hey, Julie, look what they're doing to me, trying to trip me up, trying to wear me down. Julie, I swear it's so hard to bear it, and I'd never make it through without you around. No, I'd never make it through without you around. No, I'd never make it through without you around.